It's a still cloudy morning. The mosquitoes are ferocious, but there are some birds still singing, so come on along. This really is a pretty time for flowers out here in the bog. On the edges there's some fireweed, but there's Joe Pieweed blooming, just starting to open, and wonderful bunches of bees and butterflies at it. And what's always fun along this bog trail is there's all kinds of plants that I've, you know, barely seen any other place. And one of them, just little tiny flowers and clumps of them everywhere, are the Hudsonian eyebrights. And I wouldn't have known this except that Ken told me. That's a common yellowthroat. It's a kind of a warbler. The song is sort of like witchety, 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 witchety. It's actually an easy warbler song to learn. These, of course, are small birds. The warblers are small. And this one has a very distinctive black mask. You know, if he jumps up, you have a chance to see him. You see his yellow breast and belly in this black mask, just like a Lone Ranger mask. And they tend to want to feed kind of low, hide in the brush a lot, and they also nest in that same kind of habitat. And a lot of times it is wetland, or we have found them in other areas. It seems like the brush component is probably very important. Oh, he just chipped at me. That deep chuck sound. I can see the leaves moving, but I can't see the bird. So that's the common yellowthroat's chip. It's likely there's a family around. He's probably being very defensive and warning the others. So I'm going to walk on and not bother them anymore, and he's unlikely to sing if he's that upset with me. So I'll leave this little warbler alone. I'm looking at a flock of cedar waxwings, and they're not making noise right now, but sometimes they make a very high sound, and that's the extent of their vocalizations. They don't make loud chips. They don't make big musical dramatic songs. They just have this sort of high sound, and a lot of people can't even hear it. It's also very, very difficult to record. But they just look like they're up there preening, so. Ah, there were some of their high sounds. There was also a warbler singing. And now I'm hearing distant other sounds which interfere completely. The warbler is saying, "Please, please, please to meet ya." It's a chestnut-sided warbler. I don't know if he'll sing again. Yeah, that was the chestnut-sided warbler, but also those high sounds you're hearing sort of in the background are the cedar waxwings, and they're actually closer to me than the warbler. Oh, they're flying. Now they're in the tree right next to me. Cedar waxwings nest up here, and they nest later than a lot of birds because they really do depend on berry crops and stuff to feed their young, so it's really fun to have them around. There's birds that have a plumage that looks like soft velvet. They're very, very beautiful. Not flashy birds. You know, a lot of soft yellow and soft tan with their little waxed wings, the little red and kind of yellow marks. But mostly they're a soft-looking bird. They have this little crest like a blue jay or like a cardinal. Well, I'm going to go on because there really won't be anything else I can record of them. I see they're going up and down into a elderberry bush, which is ripe. The red berries are quite prominent. They look like flowers. Thanks for coming. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.